But we have to do all of this in a fairly gradual way. We can't simply lop off 25% off the defense budget overnight. We have to think about all the obligations we have to our current troops who are in the field and making sure they're properly equipped and safe. We've got to make sure that we are meeting our commitments for those veterans who are coming home. We've got to make sure that in some cases we've got outdated equipment that needs to be replaced. And so I'm committed to reducing the defense budget, but as Commander in Chief, one of the things that we have to do is make sure that we do it in a thoughtful way that's guided by our security and our strategic needs. And I think we can accomplish that. And the nice thing about the defense budget is it's so big, it's so huge, that you know, a 1% reduction is the equivalent of the education budget. I'm exaggerating, but it's so big that you can make relatively modest changes to defense that end up giving you a lot of headroom to fund things like basic research or student loans or things like that.